Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnas B'chayrus, Perek Tes, Mishnas Ayin Mishnechas, the last two Mishnas in the Masechta, and today's Mishnas are being learned B'schos Esther B'as Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Afan, Yosef Yigalgon, Bik Arav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us, Ketzen Ma'asron, how is Maisher supposed to be separated from all the brand new animals that were born to him? So the answer is, Kansin Ladir, he puts them in a pen, V'aisel Han Pesach Katan, and he makes a very small opening that could only fit one animal, Kedei Shelo Yu Shnayim Yichayim Lotzes Ka'achas, so that two are not able to go out at once, we just want one going out at a time. And Umayin B'shevet, he counts with his staff as they leave this pen. Echad, Shnayim, Shloisha, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmoina, Tisha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And Vayetza Siri, the 10th animal that leaves, Saiker B'sikra, he paints it with red dye. V'ayron, he says, Harezeh Meiser, this is Meiser. Now, Loiskar B'sikra, if he didn't end up painting it with red, V'loimanon B'shevet, or he didn't count them with his staff, Oshimanon Revutzim, Oyimdim, or he ended up counting them just as they were crouching on the floor, or as they were standing, and he didn't let them go through the opening one by one, not a problem. Harel Musarin, they're still considered Meisered because at the end of the day, he did count them and he made sure that the 10th one was the 10th one. However, Ha'ilai Me'ah V'natal Asara, if he had 100 animals and he just separated 10 of them, or Asara V'natal Echad, if he had 10 new animals and he just separated one of them, Ein Zeh Meiser, that's not Meiser. That's because the Pasuk tells us, Asiri Yeh Kodesh, the 10th one has to be Kodesh, and taking out 1 from 10 is not the 10th one. He has to make sure that he counts 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th one is Meiser. However, Rabbi Yudaimer, he argues and says, Harei Zeh Meiser, it is considered Meiser. Now, here we have a little bit of troubleshooting. Kafatz Echamanam Nuyin L'Soychon. He's counting the animals 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the one of those that was counted jumped back into the pen of the animals that still had not been counted. Harei Lupturin. So all these animals are Pater because one that's Pater from Meiser got mixed up in here and we don't know which one that is. So all of them are now Pater from Meiser. However, Min Hamu Sarin L'Soychon, if an animal that was already designated as Meiser Behemoth jumped back into the pen of the animals that weren't yet counted and he can't find the animal, maybe it was raining and the red paint got washed off, so he doesn't know where the animal is. Kulan Yirachi Stavu, all the animals in the pen have to graze until they get a mum, V'yachlu mum elabailim, and they're eaten with their mum, with their blemish, by the owners, because if an animal designated as Meiser Behema does not have a mum, it's bar as a carbon, but if it has a mum, it could just be eaten by the owner, and so over here, all these animals are suffix Meiser Behema, we don't know which one is the one that got mixed up, so we have to wait till all of them get a mum, and then they could be eaten by the owner. And moving on to Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah in the Masechta, Yatzu Shnayim Ke'echad. Let's say two animals ended up walking out at the same time. He wanted to count animal number one, but two came out at the same time. So Moina Oisim Shnayim Shnayim, he just counts two two, which means he makes sure the rest of the animals leave in pairs, and he counts each pair as one. So the first pair is one, the next pair is two, the third pair is three, so on and so forth, and then the 10th pair that comes out is counted as 10, and both of those animals are Meiser Behema. However, Minon Echad, let's say he counted the first pair that left as one, and then all the subsequent animals that walked out of the pen didn't leave in pairs, they left individually. That means that he counts the second animal as two and the third animal as three, but it's really not the second animal, it's really the third animal, and the third animal is really the fourth one, and the one that he counted as four is really five, the one that he counts as five is really six, so on and so forth. So Chiva Sirimikul Kalin, the 9th and 10th, meaning the ones that he counted as 9 and 10, they're messed up because that's the wrong cheshbon, it's the wrong count, and therefore they're not brought as Meiser Behema. He has to wait till they get a mum, and then he can eat them like regular. And similarly, Yatsu Chiva Sirika Achas, let's say he counted 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then numbers 9 and 10 came out as a pair. So here as well, Chiva Sir Mukukulin, both numbers 9 and 10 are Mukulkul, they're not considered like Meiser Behema, and they're eating their state of mum. Now here we have an interesting case. Karla Chiya Siri, he was counting 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, and then the 9th one, he accidentally called the 10th one, Vilasiri Chi. And then the 10th one that went out, he called the 9th one, because he got him with Vilbul all confused, since he didn't say the word 9 yet, because again, animal number 9, he called 10. So now the 10th animal, he backtracks and he calls that one the 9th one, Vilachadasar Siri, and then the 11th animal, he called the 10th one. Shloshtan Mikudashin, all of them are actually Kadosh, and that's based off a Joshua and a Pasuk that tells us the 9th, 10th, and 11th animals could all be considered Kadosh. Now, the difference between this case and the previous two is that over here, each animal came out individually. He just used the wrong word to define this animal, and so all three of them still could be Kadosh, as opposed to in the previous two cases in the Mishnah, two animals ended up coming out at the same time, and so that in and of itself is considered Mekolkol, and that's why they're not Kadosh. Now, what's done with these three animals, 9, 10, and 11? Remember, 9 he called 10, 11 he called 10, and the real 10th one he called 9. So Hachi Nechol Mumay, the 9th one has to be eaten only once it gets a mum. Vasiri Meiser, the 10th one is actually Meiser, even though he had called a 9. Vachadasar Karev Shlomim, and the 11th one is brought as a Shlomim. Now, another din about this 11th one, the Oisa Tamura, it could accomplish a Tamura, Divra Meir, that's Meir's opinion. A Tamura is when a person takes an animal that has Kedusha, and he tries to transfer its Kedusha onto a different animal. He says, Zu Tamura Zu, this is an exchange exchange of that. And when we say that something is oisa temura, that means that the kedusha does successfully transfer to the new animal, and actually both of them are kadosh. So Rameir is telling us that this 11th animal, it could accomplish a temura. If he says this is temura as that, so then the new animal is a shlamim. However, Amar Behuda asks on him, v'chi yash temura oisa temura, can an animal which it itself is a temura now accomplish a temura? No. If we have a carbon shlamim in front of us, and then he takes another animal, he says zu temura zu. So now animal number two is a temura. He's not able to take another animal and stand the next animal number two and say zu temura zu and transfer that kedusha onto animal three. And that's what's happening over here, says Rabbi Huda. Animal 11 is only a temura of animal 10. So how are you, Rav Meir, saying that animal 11 can make its own temura? Now in response to this, Amru Mishum Rav Meir, the son named Rav Meir, ilu haya temura lahaya karev. If animal number 11 itself was a temura, it never would be brought as a carbon in the first place. And that's because there's a din that temura of Maeser Behema is not brought as a carbon. And therefore, by the fact that the Mishnah is saying that animal number 11 is brought as a shlamim, it's not because it's a temura of animal number 10, it's a shlamim by its own accord, and therefore it could accomplish temura. Now, into the last case of the Mishnah, Karlachi Hasiri, let's say he called the ninth animal the 10th one, Velasiri Hasiri, and the 10th one he called the 10th one, Velachadasar Hasiri, and the 11th one he called the 10th one as well, Enachadasar Makodesh, the 11th one is not Makodesh. And Zaklal, this is the rule, Kalshaloi Nekar Shem Hasiri Menu, if the 10th one never had its name 10 uprooted from it, Enachadasar Makodesh, then the 11th one is not Makodesh. It's only in the previous scenario of the Mishnah, where he accidentally called the 10th one number 9, so then number 11 is Kadosh because he called a 10, and no animals were yet called 10. However, animal 10 was actually called 10, and then he decided to call 11 10 for whatever reason. That's not Kadosh. With this, we finish the entire Maseches Bechayros. Mazdar finishing this Masechet together, just like we Zarecha finished Bechayros together. We should be Zarecha finish the entire Shisha Seder Mishnah together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masechet, Maseches HaRachin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.